Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning to you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. Very glad that you've tuned in to listen to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. Well, today is Thursday. Amen. Praise God. July the 28th, 2016. And we're going to be giving you a preview from our online Bible study tonight, which is Thursday, amen, praise God, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that will be 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to invite you to call in and join in with us at 712-775-7031 and enter the meeting ID number of 206-594-156-pound. Okay, amen, praise God. That is the Oasis Worship Center teleconference line, and we'll be there this evening at 7:30, and then again tomorrow morning for early morning glory prayer at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I tell you, amen, we have an awesome time every morning in early morning glory prayer, as well as the daily devotional, which is given by our ministers and those that are participating. And we had an awesome word on this morning. I tell you, it's been good every morning, and I'm not the one that gives the daily word. Every day we have some great men and women of God that are capable of expounding and exhorting the Word of God. And you get a chance to hear some of them tonight in our online Bible study. We're going to be discussing on tonight, amen, praise God, from the movie, What Would Jesus Do? And it was done in 2010. It is the first of three movies of that title. And this was assigned on the Shael 763. So you can go there to YouTube, amen, or either put in it on YouTube, What Would Jesus Do? 2010 for the movie. Or on my channel, you can subscribe to Shael 763, and you'll see it there. Amen, praise God. And then this week we're going to be watching the second installment of this movie. Amen, praise God. And movies really help to depict, amen, what's going on and tells a story. And that's why I really, really like watching movies, because I learn so much from just watching various types of movies. Amen, praise God. So this one depicts the lives of various individuals whose faith is tried and challenged to the point of losing their hope and keeping them on the path that God has chosen for their lives. And we are asked, what would Jesus do if he was in their situations? And many times the answer would not be what we want or desire it to be. So make sure if you haven't seen that movie that you do see it. If you are a member of Oasis Fellowship, I do expect for you to do a written summary, amen, praise God, before the end of this week and post it onto Facebook or Google Plus with the link so people can watch it for themselves. So we're going to be talking about that on tonight. We're going to be discussing that part in our review. Amen, praise God. If you haven't seen the movie, that's okay. Amen, praise God. Still want you to call in for Bible study because we're going to be talking about different stories and parables in the Bible and what Jesus did. Amen, praise God. I'm going to share a couple of them on today as well as give out the scriptures that we're going to be talking about and the individuals that's going to be sharing all those scriptures. But during our review on tonight, amen, we start out our Bible study with a review. We're going to be discussing what happened in this movie. There were some key things, different situations that took place in this movie. Amen, praise God. And the ministers are going to be sharing who their favorite character was. Amen, praise God. You would be surprised how you can relate to what you see in a movie. Amen, praise God. And so, you know, we do want you to watch it. Amen. Anytime this week, and praise God, and then make sure that you listen to the scripture that I'm going to be giving out on today, amen, and be prepared to talk about these scriptures. Want every person that's listening to me, all the members of Oasis Ministerial Fellowship or those that listen to the recording on today, please be in Bible study, amen, praise God. We want you to further your Christian education and knowledge of the world, as well as of the Word of God. Notice I said of the world because we live in this world. Amen. And we're going to be faced with tests and trials. And the thing is, what would you do in those situations? Amen. Praise God. I want to start out with a testimony that I gave this morning, how I was in Baltimore, Maryland this week, this previous weekend for a conference. And I was on my way to mail a package at the UPS store when someone walked up to me, a young man walked up to me and asked me, did I have some change I could spare? He said he and his brother was hungry. I never saw the brother. I only saw him. He was not black. He was Caucasian. I don't know what nationality he was. Amen. But he was a young man. Amen, praise God. And I told him at that time, no, I didn't have any change that I could give him. I was heading into the store. I wasn't sure how much money I was going to have to spend. And I just really don't like giving money to strangers. Now, many times when I know somebody is hungry, I will take them to the nearest store or restaurant and buy them something to eat because I don't want them using money I give them to buy cigarettes or alcohol or even drugs. But when I came out the store, amen, the Holy Spirit said to me, amen, give him a certain amount of money. And he had made it halfway down the parking lot when I called him to come back. And I was rushing because someone had drove me to the UPS store. And he ran back to me. And I gave him the money that the Lord told me to give him. And I said, use it wisely. And that was the end of that. And then the thought came to me, amen, praise God, right before I gave him the money when I was going in the store, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me. And he said, if this had been Jesus in that situation, do you think he would have turned that young man away? God began to deal with me. Do you think he would have turned him away? You have enough money where you could have given him something. And when I came out the store, because the Lord had already started dealing with me, I went in and I didn't give him no dollar. I gave him a bill. Amen, praise God. What can you buy with a dollar? You can barely buy a bag of potato chips, not with a dollar. Amen. I gave him enough to get him a meal. Amen, praise God. And I knew when I did that, I felt in my spirit God was pleased. That's what we got to do. We got to do things knowing that, amen, even if we don't get no reward out of it from that individual, God is pleased by our actions. So, amen, praise God. I've been reminded that he's not the first person that I have helped that was hungry. Amen, praise God. But that was the most recent situation. I always, usually when I'm in at home, if I'm driving one of my vehicles, I always keep food in the vehicle because, number one, I like to eat, and I don't always have the money or the time to stop and be buying fast food, which I talked about on yesterday in Shalom Health and Wellness. So I keep a lot of fresh food and snacks either in my backpack. Sometime in the summer, I have a cooler. I keep a cooler in my car. I fill it up with ice and put my Arizona tea in there, amen, and bottles of water because I'm not bad. I told my grandson, we ain't stopping at the stove and the fast food every day. And so when we go out, I get what I need, amen, much less expensive at the grocery store, and then I pack it, and if we're going all day and we're hungry, amen, I got fresh fruit, amen, I've got, amen, praise God, some snacks in my backpack. You know, you just got to use some wisdom. But a lot of times I come across people at the expressways and under the viaduct, and a lot of people just approach me sometimes and ask, do I have any money to give them or do I have any food that they can eat? Amen. Usually I'm driving something that belongs to my family. We always got food in there. We always got some chips or apples or fruit or, you know, water or something because we have, amen, a child, and we keep food in that van, in that SUV, so if he gets hungry, we don't have to pull over and get something. That's what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do if he saw somebody hungry? Would he turn his nose and walk away? Or would he take the time to share what he had and give it? Think about it. What would Jesus do? I had somebody come up to me even recently and said they needed bus fare. And I've had a lot of situations in my lifetime. This individual asked for bus fare. They were walking, and it was a woman. And she said, can you help me? I'm short on my bus fare. Well, I've had that happen too. And I was walking away from her when, again, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, what will Jesus do? And I reached down, and I think I had $3. And I gave her some of that money so she could get on the bus. We need to be more mindful. We say that we're Christians. We say that we love God, but yet we won't help people in their time of need. So on this evening, we're going to be talking, start from the book of Matthew, amen, praise God, about different situations that will make you reflect what Jesus did, what he actually did do, and talking about why did he do that. Because in some of these situations, his motives was questioned. I tell you, people will question you a lot of times when you do things, help other folks. Why did you do that? You shouldn't have done that. You know, but you got to remember that you got to answer before God for whatever you do. So we're going to start out with Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. It tells the story of the man with leprosy, and Brother Dante Gaines is going to talk about that tonight. Amen, praise God, letting us know what Jesus did in that particular situation. Then we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8, and when Elder Drexel Greg Brown is going to talk about the man who had palsy. What did Jesus do in that situation? Every one of these situations was different. They were unique. Now we're going to go over to Matthew, amen, praise God, to 12th chapter. And when we get to Matthew, the 12th chapter, Minister Juliana Nieto is going to talk about healing on the Sabbath. Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath day. And do you know he was criticized for it? Oh, that's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be some good, because folks will criticize you for doing good. Church people will criticize you. What for, how come, and why? But you got to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Amen, praise God. I thought about that when I had the thrift shop and the food pantry in my church in Michigan. I would have people that would stop by the church. They would see cars in the parking lot during the weekday, not during service time, during the weekday, because I was usually down there, amen, working at the church, and I had a kitchen that was being built. We had a small kitchen, but we were having to build and remodel for a bigger kitchen. So I would be down there early in the morning, my secretary would come in, amen, praise God. And, I marveled at the need in the community. And sometimes people would just stop in the church for prayer, or they would stop in because they were hungry. This man came in because he was hungry and he needed to take his medicine. Amen. He asked if we have any food. We had not been in the building that long, but one thing I can tell you, I like to eat. I like to eat, and I went in, and we had just got the kitchen open, went in the refrigerator, but I didn't really see any food. We had some different types of drinks, some soda, water in there, amen, praise God, but we really didn't have no food that I could give him so he could take his medicine. But right next door was a restaurant, a little fast food restaurant. I still like to go there that sold chicken and fish. And I sent one of my members over to get some food and bring it back over and to feed this man. A lot of times we try to preach to folks and minister to people, amen, praise God, and they have a need, and they're not going to hear anything you're saying while they have that need. It was when he sat down to eat the food and he got refreshed, then I could talk to this man about, you know, the Lord. What was his situation? Amen, praise God. Where do you live? Do you live in the neighborhood? Do you have a church home? What would I look like? Amen, somebody's hungry. And not only that, they're sick. They need to take their medicine. And I want to start asking them spiritual questions. Where you go to church at? Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? That's not the time. The time at that point is to meet the need. To meet the need of that individual. I've had people stop by the church who have run out of gas in their car. And come and ask, could we, you know, either take them to get some gas? And the gas station wasn't maybe about 10 minutes away, And a lot of times I ask them, where is your car? Sometimes they beat and walk. They were in the process of walking, didn't know the neighborhood, and they just stopped in the church because they saw the lights on and somebody in there and asked for help. You know, one big problem I have is that the majority of churches do not reach out to people, and they certainly don't help people in their time of need. Most church doors are locked through the weekday. They're not open. So most of them not even open, amen, for through the week evenings. Sunday morning, that's when a lot of them are open. Most people don't have Sunday evening service, midweek service. So how are we ministering to the people in our community? They see the church, but ain't nobody never there. Nobody goes down to pray. No, you know, they may go in there to have a Bible study or choir rehearsal, but God's going to hold us accountable because the church is supposed to be the lighthouse of the community. That's what it's for. It's a place where we not only can assemble ourselves together, but the church is supposed to be a place of refuge where people can come in a time of trouble. You're supposed to be able to go. Amen, praise God. There should always be a Christian, a leader, a minister in the church. If the pastor's not there, then amen, praise God, deacon or the pastor's wife or somebody that can minister. This is how our churches grow, because God will send in people. He will send them. But the problem is they're coming and finding closed doors. Oh, help me, Jesus. We're going to have a good lesson on tonight. Amen. I want to talk a little bit right now, Matthew, the 14th chapter. Let's go there. Amen. And while I'm going there, amen, praise God, Evangelist Shonda Washington will be talking about feeding the multitude, and that's Matthew 15, 31 through 38. Again, amen, we want to feed people spiritually, but we forget about having something for them to eat naturally. I can tell you what, in our conference, we always have some food. I tell you, our district hostess for Baltimore, Maryland, Elder Dresser Green Brown and her family, we had so much food. Even the food and drink that they brought to my room, I had bags of stuff that I had to turn around and give back. And we were there 5 days. And we still couldn't eat all of the veggies and the veggie tray. Grapes. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Snacks. Lord have mercy. They just kept bringing, oh, my goodness, coolers full of juice, water. When you came to service, she had pastries and snacks for the people after service because you hungry. When you get through shouting and praising the Lord, we don't have no boring services. When we get through supping on the devil's head, amen, and shouting the victory, amen, and going into spiritual warfare and praying, I guarantee you, you'll be hungry after our service. So we always try to have some food. We always try to have some snacks after the service. Amen. Let's feed the multitude. Some people done put all their money. I used to put all of my money in the offering. There were times when I would hold on to it and say, well, after church, I'm going to this restaurant or that restaurant and get me a sandwich. And the Holy Spirit would convict me. So what I started learning to do, amen, was give my offering, give my sacrifice unto God. And God would bless me with food. He would bless me. Sometime after service, amen, praise God, we'd have potluck. One of my favorite things when we had the church in Michigan is I'd have people come straight from work to Bible study. so to encourage them, amen, praise God. And I'm talking about people that live in outlying communities. And to encourage them, I would, amen, have potluck on Thursday night. Fix a big old pot pot of chili. Sloppy Joe's. Kids may have sloppy Joe's. We may, adults may have chili. Amen. Nachos was another big favorite. Nachos and chili. Amen. Praise God. You know, things that was really simple, you could put it in the crock pot, let it be cooking. Amen. Praise God. We always had different types of snacks because we used it as a fundraiser for the church. So, amen, there was always fruit, juice, drink, water, chips, that kind of stuff. Pastor's Kitchen had cookies, amen, veggies, sandwiches, but free food, amen, praise God. On Thursday, the ladies that was not working would bring a big crock pot. And then those who didn't work knew that they could come straight from work, and they work close to the church and eat either before service or after service. I usually keep the kitchen open a half hour before Bible study start on Thursday night. Because we would get down there at 6 o'clock, Bible study was at 7:30, sometimes at 5 o'clock. The kitchen would be open. Young people would come in straight from school. This is the way I operated my church. And this is why I had people in Bible study. Because they would make the sacrifice. I don't have to go home and cook on Thursday night. We're going to have food down to the church. Sometimes it was just sandwiches and chips, but it was something to sustain us. Amen. And then when we got done with Bible study, there were refreshments you could take on the road while you were going home. You didn't have to stop. Why give that money to somebody else, amen, when people can put that money in church? And those that don't have any money can still come to church and be refreshed. That's all in feeding the multitude. And Evangelist Shonda Washington is going to be talking about that tonight, Matthew 15:31-38. Okay? I'm really praying and hoping that all of the ministers will be able to share. Amen, praise God. I'd like for Evangelist Camilla and Brother Andre Berry to talk about workers in the vineyard. That's Matthew 21-16. Amen. Jesus has certain, amen, praise God, views about how you get paid. Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that. Because we got some folks want to be paid, but they don't want to work. And we all, amen, are laborers in the vineyard. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to be sharing Matthew, praise God, 14:22-32. Going to be talking about helping those who are fearful. And then Matthew 21:23-26, by whose authority? I love this one because people are asked, who died and made you boss? Who told you you could do that? Amen, praise God. I get challenged a lot from people wanting to know, amen, praise God, by whose authority? Who made you an apostle? Oh, I've gotten challenged with that so much on Facebook. But I tell you one thing, amen, praise God, because my time is winding down here. We're going to talk about in each and every one of these situations, what would Jesus do? How would he handle that situation? I pray that you'll take the time to join us on tonight, amen, at 7:30 p.m., to find out the answers to these questions as our ministers come to share with us, amen, praise God, from the movie, What Would Jesus Do, that 2010, as well as from all of these scriptures that they're going to be talking about, amen, let you know. I was faced with that situation. I'd ask myself, what did Jesus do? God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. And you listen to Fresh Manna. I'm Mary Williams.